Now time for our locker room chat where we talk about the Troy Trojans. And we're joined now by the football coach, that is Derek Jasper, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RN Seed, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. Trojans, a big win last week to kick off district play on the road at Horton, that final 44-16. Coach, a lot to dissect from that game, but obviously a great way to start district play last week.
It was. We had a great first drive, opening drive that went down, scored, and then Horton moved the ball, got a couple first downs, and then we got an interception. And that was kind of the story. We had zero turnovers on the night offensively, and Horton had three that had an interception. And two fumbles lost, and we capitalized on those. That's what led to, like, I think we scored 36 points in the second quarter. So we were up 44-0 at halftime and got to play some younger kids and run the clock in that second half. So it was a good win for us. Gannon Bowe got back and played in this game, had about 200 total yards rushing and passing, and actually ran for four touchdowns. So that's probably something we never said on my radio show. We had four rushing touchdowns. Gannon had a couple of those, threw for a couple more to Caden Rosenberg, who had a big game, over 100 yards receiving, made some spectacular catches. And Horton's a very good ball team. Their quarterback did get hurt early in this game, so that probably threw them off again. They have a really special player that I wanted to mention, number 54. I think his name's Masquaw. He's on the D-line. Boy, he caused us fits all night. A really good player. So
it's a big kid
to go against someone like that.
Yeah, very good basketball player, too. Just a huge body, and they got some big kids, you know, on the interior. And that's, you know, talking to a lot of coaches that have gone up against Horton so far, that's really the one thing that stands out, just their size up front. Both sides of the ball can certainly can cause some issues there. You talk about running the ball, and normally, you know, I go through some of these stats. You guys, like, you know, I would say a little more pass heavy. Do you feel like moving forward as we're in the second half here of the regular season, in order for your team to be successful come postseason time, that you're going to have to be able to mix in the run a little bit more?
We have to be, and I've done that for a long time. You know, even back when we were really good in 14, 15, 16, we threw the ball all over the yard in September and a lot of October, but when the playoffs start, you have to find a balance. Can't be one-dimensional when you start facing really good teams late in the season, and we're going to be doing that here in the next month. But that balance is very important. I think we're capable of doing that as our line kind of keeps growing together, and we've kind of changed some things on the line, so maybe it would help our run game. We went to a three-point stance. We usually go out of a two-point stance on every down. We went to a three-point stance on every down so they could fire off a little bit better and maybe get some bodies moving. Like, Horton had those big bodies, and we moved them pretty good sometimes and opened up some good running lanes. But certainly when we've had our best teams, we've been about 50-50 run pass. And, you know, when it gets a little colder, weather gets a little worse, you have to be able to run the ball and stop the run. So that'll be important.
And we are officially now through the halfway point here in the regular season. What's the assessment? What's the report card look like for your team? I know injuries, you know, were an issue over the last couple of weeks. You mentioned Gannon coming back. You're hopefully slowly trying to get some more kids back. But, you know, four games down and four games left here in the regular season, you know, what's the assessment look like so far?
Yeah, the injuries have been an issue. You know, like last night we practiced with 17, and it's just hard to practice with that many kids. We need hopefully get some guys back. We're losing a couple and hopefully getting a couple back this week. So, you know, just keep fighting a good fight. That's out of our control. If kids get injured, they get injured. We have to have that next man up mentality, but our depth isn't real good at especially some positions that are pretty key. We don't have a lot of backups, if any. So, maintaining health will be important, but I'm happy with what we've done. I mean, that McLeod game, you know, might kind of still burn my side a little bit, but that was just a week two game. It was a league game, but it wasn't that important. And if that loss is helping us now in the long run, then it was worth losing that game and learning a little bit about ourselves.
Troy continues district play. They'll go to Donovan West, a pretty short drive on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNTA. We continue our conversation. A few more minutes here with Derek Jasper, football coach over at Troy. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats as well. Team sitting at 3-1, halfway point here in the regular season. Obviously a great start to district play, beating Horton last week. Once again, that final 44-16, but let's move on. Donovan West, the opponent this week. You make the short trip over to D-West, and obviously a familiar opponent, but no longer league foes. As of course, now you guys are in the Northeast Kansas League. But, you know, Donovan West, they were an 8-man a year ago. Now they're back up here in 11-man. That's a pretty tough transition, I would say, for the Mustangs, and for the most part, trying to, you know, get on the positive side. They do have a win, but again, just from your perspective as a coach, the challenges that a team like D-West is facing going from the 8-man ranks up here to 11-man again.
Yeah, I respect them so much for trying to come back to 11-man. Onega did that same thing a year or two ago, came back to 11-man. A lot of teams that go down to 8-man, you know, don't come back. I think D-West does have about the same as us or more kids on the roster, so a good move by them to try to get back, and we haven't played them, like I say, for 4 years now, I think, because they were 8-man a couple of cycles through, so this will be kind of neat for our kids. Of course, they all know the kids, and D-West will be pumped up, you know, it might kind of be like a Super Bowl for them. I know it's their homecoming, I heard, so they're going to give us all they got, I guarantee you. And if we don't execute, and or if we turn the ball over, certainly a team that has enough athletes and speed that can hang around with us for sure. So we're going to have to go out there really focused and locked in, playing out at Midway Denton, a field we haven't played on for a while either. So, yeah, short trip for us, and we'll treat it like a home game, you know, get to dress in our own locker room and everything. So that'll be kind of nice.
Yeah, you mentioned team speed, and they do got quite a few athletes and a couple good really track athletes too. It's always fun to see when you see those kids go from the track and translate to it on the football field. D-West has a couple of those kids. I mean, is that what stands out, you know, the most in terms of the preparation for this D-West team, just a few kids and just kind of their speed and athleticism?
It does. It does. They have some good athletes in the secondary, and, you know, we like to pass it around, so they'll probably cover us pretty good. And they open things up a little bit. We did the jamboree with D-West, and they were a tight flex-bone team, and it looked like they were just going to run it all year, like maybe 95% of the time. And looks like they put the Peterson kid at quarterback and put Everly out receiver, and they're throwing it a little bit more, gave him another weapon on the perimeter to add to the speed of the Windmeyer kid. So they've got some good weapons to throw to there, and so they've kind of opened it up a little bit. So that's kind of changed a little bit of our prep, and maybe we'll get them to get somebody to pass the ball against us a little bit. We haven't played very many passing teams at all so far, so our D-backs might get a little bit excited about maybe getting the ball thrown their way. But yeah, and our run defense has been better since the McCloth game. We haven't played maybe the quality of opponent, but I thought our D-line has played well, and we've tackled well. So they're still going to run the ball at us, and we've got to definitely control them so that they don't get loose to be able to use that athleticism and speed.
There it is, Troy. Football coach Derek Jasper joining us once again on our locker room chats. Halfway in, halfway home to go here in the regular season. Troy 3-1, off to a 1-0 start district play. They go to Donovan West. Short trip on Friday night, week number 5. It is a district tilt. Right now, Centralia, Troy, and Riverside off to 1-0 starts in this 1A district number 4. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes. Good luck Friday.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.